Marte's three-run homer and Alonso's brilliant play carry the Mets to a 6-4 win over the Dodgers. Los Angeles starling Marte hit a go-ahead, three-run homer in the sixth, and first baseman Pete Alonso made a spectacular rally-killing play in the bottom of the inning for the New York Mets, who beat the struggling Los Angeles Dodgers June 4 Saturday, April 20, to extend their winning streak to 6 games. The Mets won their 5th straight series and have gone 12-3 after an 0-5 start. The energy is what stands out. It's the energy and how we're playing for each other, Marte said through an interpreter. We're all supporting each other and having each other's back, and we're playing really good baseball. The Dodgers' struggles at the plate continued as they lost for the 7th time in 9 games. They went 2-for-12 with runners in scoring position and stranded 13. They've lost 3 straight series for the first time since June, and 3 straight series at home for the first time since August 2018. The Mets won despite issuing 10 walks, their most since August 15. They hadn't walked 10 in a win since May 13, 2014, in a 12-7 victory at the New York Yankees. Reed Garrett struck out the side and hopped off the mound in celebration after getting his first big league save after 39 in the minors and 2 in Japan. He earned the win in Friday night's 9-4 victory, throwing 33 pitches. It's incredible, the 31-year-old Garrett said. It was one of those things where it kind of sped up a little bit on me. It's a loud atmosphere. The adrenaline is a little bit higher than normal. So today, I was just doing the best I could to slow it down and execute my pitches. Michael Tonkin got the win, 3 days after the Mets claimed him off waivers from Minnesota, which had acquired him from New York in an April 9 trade. The Dodgers had tied the game 2-2 in the fifth when Max Muncy's sacrifice fly brought in Shohei Ohtani. But the Mets took advantage of mistakes by 2 relievers to take a 5-2 lead on Marte's 432-foot shot that landed on a screen extending from the batter's eye beyond the center field fence. It was Marte's 4th, and it came on the 2nd pitch from Ryan Brazier. I'm just seeing it good and I hit it, Marte said. I know I was facing a really good pitcher in that moment, and he has good pitches, and when you see one in the zone you take that type of approach with it. Manager Carlos Mendoza said Marte's contributions have been huge. We all know that when he's healthy, he's a really good player. He's been doing it for a long time and here he is, you know, having success, quality at-bats. The biggest thing not only is he healthy, feeling good, but he's having fun. Ryan Yarbrough issued a leadoff walk to pinch hitter Zach Short and then hit Brandon Nimmo with a pitch with one out to make way for Brazier. Marte's homer was the 3rd Brazier has allowed in 10 games. The Dodgers pulled within 1 run on Freddie Freeman's 2-run single in the 6th, but missed on 2 other big scoring chances. Drew Smith struck out Ohtani with the bases loaded just ahead of Freeman. With the bases loaded again, Muncy grounded to Alonso, who fielded the ball near the edge of the outfield grass, sprinted in and dove to tag the bag for the 3rd out. Pretty special play, especially in that situation there, Mendoza said. For him to not only knocking it down, but having the awareness of getting up and tagging first base. It was a huge win for us, top to bottom. Defensively, pitching, offensively, I thought we did a hell of a job. Francisco Lindor drove in 2 runs for the Mets, including on a single in the 8th. Marte also hit an RBI single in the 4th. 2 Mets relievers walked the bases loaded in the 8th, before Edwin Diaz struck out Teoscar Hernandez and Max Muncy. The Dodgers chased Mets starter Jose Buto in the 5th, and then tied it at 2 when Muncy's sacrifice fly off Tonkin brought in Ohtani. Los Angeles starter Gavin Stone lasted just 3 1/3 innings. He allowed 2 runs and 4 hits while walking 5 and striking out 1. Both starters struggled in a first inning that lasted 32 minutes, yet they allowed only 1 run each. Buto walked 2 in the 1st inning, and then walked the bases loaded with 2 outs in the 2nd before striking out Hernandez. By Bernie Wilson.